The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my. When you think about what's happening in our school system, just to continue the discussion that we were previously having with Linda Harvey, it's breathtaking. Listen to this headline from Chicago, and then we'll get local. Here's a headline from NBC Chicago. Chicago area leaders call for Illinois, the entire state, to abolish history classes. State Representative LaShawn K. Ford, does anybody want to guess what political party Representative LaShawn K. Ford is from? I'll just let you guess. State Representative LaShawn K. Ford said current history teachings overlook the contributions of women and minorities. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but a group of political leaders and education leaders held a press conference in Illinois saying, we want all history teaching banned. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. No history teaching at all in Illinois public schools until the entire curriculum is changed to suit their leftist liberal agenda. So in other words, we don't want our kids to get any history education at all until our demands are met. And then we get to Columbus. I have two stories in my hand, one in my right hand, one in my left hand. Let me do the one in my right hand first, okay? Headline, CDC director, that's the Centers for Disease Control, CDC director says, quote, it is in the public health interest to reopen schools for K-12 students. Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said schools most definitely should reopen in the fall. And not only that, it is in the public health interest to do so. Now a quote. This is from the director of the CDC. I don't think I can emphasize it enough as the director for the Centers for Disease Control, the leading public health agency in the world, that it is in the public health interest of these K-12 students to get the schools back open for face-to-face learning. He said this, by the way, in congressional testimony. I think it is really important. As a grandfather, 11 grandkids, I want these kids back in school. I have one grandchild with cystic fibrosis. I want it done smartly, okay? But I think we have to be honest that the public health and interest of the students in the nation right now is to get quality education and face-to-face learning when you get on with it. That's the CDC. Now, why do we listen to the CDC? Well, you ask someone, why should we wear masks? Well, because the CDC says we should. Why should we social distance? Well, because the CDC says we should. Why should we shut down the economy? Well, because the CDC said we should. But then when the same government organization says, hey, this fall you need to open the schools. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to listen to them. Now, that's the one story. Here's the other one. Headline, teachers protest reopening schools in central Ohio. This is today, posted at 3:22 p.m. by the Columbus Dispatch. A group of teachers paraded their cars through downtown Columbus this morning to urge all Ohio school districts to reverse their plans to reopen schools to students to start the 2021 school year. In her 24 years of teaching, Brittany, and I won't give her last name, says she's never felt dread ahead of a new school year. This year, that changed. The Hilliard teacher, now listen to this carefully, and I don't want to target an individual. That's why I didn't give her last name. The Hilliard teacher said feelings of anxiety and uncertainty, not her usual excitement, accompany thoughts of the upcoming school year. She's afraid. Now, what is she afraid of? She doesn't want to get sick. Really? Now, unless she is over 60 years old and has some other form of health problem, even if she gets COVID-19, she will be just fine. She may not even know she has it. But here's a group of teachers protesting in Columbus today, demanding that every school district in Ohio reverse themselves and not have in-class teaching. She and about 20 other teachers from area schools decorated their car windows in an Ohio State University parking lot and paraded through downtown. Listen to this. Listen to this. Bearing messages like, one dead child is one too many. What? Do you know how many children have died in the entire state of Ohio since this whole thing began? Go to the Ohio COVID-19 dashboard today and look it up. Look at the percentage of children, school-age children that have died. 0%. 0%. You could almost count, listen, in the entire United States of America, 350 million people, you could almost count on two hands the number of children in the entire country that have died from COVID-19. Do you know how many kids die of the common flu every year? Look it up. This virus can be deadly for older people. For children, almost zero. And yet we have teachers parading around downtown Columbus with messages on their cars, one dead child is one too many. Do you realize how many kids are killed on playgrounds every year? How many kids die of the flu every year? They honk car horns outside several prominent buildings, including the Ohio State House and so on and so forth. The group of teachers' goal is for no in-person classes until a school district's county has experienced 14 days without a new coronavirus case. That could be years. Now, sadly, most of America's teachers, public school teachers, have come out of the uber leftist universities and colleges in America, and they are uber leftist in their own political ideology and their personal philosophy and ideology. we have the CDC, the director, saying, you know what? We got to get these kids back in school this fall. It is much better for their health, physically, mentally, and emotionally, to get these kids back in school. The Centers for Disease Control. And yet we have principals, superintendents, and teachers who are not medical authorities, not doctors, saying, well, we're afraid we might get sick. Really? Yeah. The facts are this. This disease is almost no danger whatsoever to children. Almost no danger. Now, again, don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Look up the facts. Look at how many children die of the flu every year. And then compare it to how many children have died of COVID-19. The teachers are advertising, not about the kids, it's about us. We might get sick. Oh, my. Now, again, there are some wonderful, fine teachers in the public school system. But they are fewer and fewer and fewer in number, sadly.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let's go to the phones, and we've got Mike in Northwest Columbus. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Hey, I think the teachers did this in Chicago and maybe across the nation, too. Got a little parade. They seem to not want to go back to work.
Well, it would seem that way. Yes, it would seem that way. But from what I hear, Mike, for the teachers who are doing the online thing, it's actually more work for the teachers online than in class. So I don't get it. I really don't.
No, I don't either. Well, this is a mess they made because they're the ones that first they. They want smaller class sizes and more pay for less work. Well, they're paranoid because of the small class sizes now, and that's kind of the problem. They're afraid that with small class sizes, the germs will spread from the kids to them, which has never been proven.
And again, if you look at any of the studies, and I mean any of them, this COVID-19 thing is almost zero risk for children. So it's not about the kids. It's about the teachers. It's not about the kids.
Yep. I mean, this is, I hate to say it, this is almost a form of political pedophilia, isn't it, where they're using kids? They're using kids for their own purposes?
Well, that might be a stretch. But when they parade around downtown Columbus and say, one dead child is too many, that is sick. Mike,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that is really, really sick. It is. It's sick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's time to get Senate Bill 5 back on the books, and we should get that on the books, and then maybe this nonsense will stop with the teachers' union.
Well, the teachers' union, as Linda Harvey affirmed, the single largest union in America and one of, if not the most left-wing, far-left, radical unions in America, and absolutely corrupt to the core. Absolutely corrupt to the core.
Yeah, this is just, people need to start standing up and tell your legislatures this teachers union really has to go. They have too much say-so, and they're not getting the job done.
Well, they do, and the public schools need to become public schools again.
Yep.
The public needs to begin speaking out. All right, Mike, thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. We were talking about Chicago just a minute ago, wanting to abolish all teaching of history until all of the history curriculum reflects the far liberal left. Well, speaking of Chicago, here's a headline. Chicago sees 139% spike in murders for July. Shootings up 75%. 9-year-old boy killed on last day of violent month. Murders and shootings in Chicago soared in July compared to the same month in 2019, according to a police report released on Saturday. Now, get this. You see, the liberal left never takes responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always shifting blame. So the mayor of Chicago said, because for years they said, well, it's gun laws. We have to have more stringent gun laws. So Chicago has some of the most restrictive gun laws in America. So what was the result? Increased shootings, increased murders. So now the mayor of Chicago is saying, and I'm not making this up, the mayor of Chicago is saying they are being inundated with guns from states around them that do not have stringent gun laws. No, I'm serious. She says we are, quote, being inundated with guns from outside states that have virtually no gun control. Well, isn't that interesting? That those states with almost no gun control don't have the problems with the shootings and the murders that they do in Chicago. Does that mean if you buy a gun in Indiana, it won't kill anybody unless you bring it to Illinois? What foolish, ridiculous reasoning. The guns next door are causing all of our shootings, but those same guns don't cause a problem where they were purchased. Now, that doesn't make any sense at all. It has been proven over and over and over and over and over again. More gun control does not result in reduced crime or shootings. It's not a gun problem. It's a heart problem. It's a people problem. It's a human problem. All right, we'll be back. Thank you.